Voters have renewed the Livermore Valley Joint Unified School District's $138 parcel tax for another 7 years, with Measure A clearing the two-thirds supermajority threshold by less than 1 percentage point, according to election results certified on Wednesday. The final totals for the special election, which was held vote by mail only with ballots due May 3, saw 67.31% of voters cast yes on Measure A, 11,298 votes, and 32.69% number, 5,488 voters. As a parcel tax renewal, the ballot measure needed better than 66.67% yes in order to pass. The election results were certified on Wednesday evening by the Alameda County Registrar of Voters Office. County election officials reported the final turnout was 16,802 ballots, or just 28.49% of the 58,984 registered voters to reside within the LVJUSD boundaries. After Measure A's victory was confirmed, LVJUSD Superintendent Kelly Bowers thanked Livermore voters for, once again supporting our local schools and students, in a statement Thursday morning. By renewing local parcel tax funding, you have ensured that we can continue to keep great teachers in our classrooms, maintain strong STEM academic programs and keep classroom technology and curriculum up to date, Bowers said. The outstanding quality of Livermore schools is no accident, she added. It's the result of a strong partnership between our schools and our community. We never take for granted your ongoing support and trust, and we will continue to live up to our promises and your expectations. LVJUSD Board of Education President Craig Bueno said, "We are all so fortunate to live in a community that embraces education as a cornerstone and makes children our priority. The continued support of our residents will provide vital funding for the transformation that is underway in our Livermore schools. The opportunities for our students are vast."